What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege.
And welcome to the Hour of Hope. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Vroman, and I'm so glad you're with me. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church in Accutane, Alaska. And you can find us on Facebook. Also, I have a YouTube channel called By the Bible that's ever growing, expanding. It's got great Bible content. I hope you'll find that too. I think it's By the Bible 1 on YouTube. My name is Matthew Vroman, and that's my email, MATHEWV as in Victor, R-O-M-A-N at gmail.com. This is the hour where we focus on the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. On today's program, we're going to spend some time in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, an amazing place where Jesus is going to rise Lazarus from the dead, but that'll actually be next weekend. We're only going to do half the story, but it is the theme. Jesus asked the question basically, do you believe? Do you believe? What a great question for all of us to ask. Also, I wanted to say today, I've just picked out some of the basic hymns of the faith, some of the greatest hymns we have ever heard. Let's continue with a couple of those. Nothing fancy, just a group of individuals singing the hymns that we all love dearly if we've been in church for any time. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for everyone that is listening. I pray this would be a great time as we look at who you are and do we believe, and bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. And temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness, so take it to the Lord in despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Jesus, take it to the Lord in
side. Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide?
Heavenly peace, divine is comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above.
When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
So we're listening to hymns. Hymns are those great church songs that we all know and love, and congregations sing all over the world. When we lived in Turkey, many of those songs have been translated into the great language of Turkish. And it's always so encouraging just to hear those old songs. Those were two, what a friend we have in Jesus. Think about that. Is Jesus your friend? Do you know Jesus? Have you, as I mentioned, the theme is, have you believed? And then if you do have Jesus in your life, are you following him? Are you letting him lead you? Am I letting him lead me? Isn't Jesus a great Savior? Yes, he is. He's the only Savior. He is the one who went to Calvary and died on the old rugged cross, and on the third day rose from the dead physically. And that was on Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring that my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens of the liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty as Calvary.
Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. True salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There
to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. So cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
I really like "Are you washed in the blood?" because it asks the simple question, kind of like Jesus asked, "Do you believe? Are you washed in the blood?" The only way to stand before God is through the blood of Jesus. He was the sin offering. He died for our sins. He shed his blood on Calvary so we could know him, so we could come to God. And again, the question today we're going to be asking, believeth thou this? Do you believe this? We're going to look at what John 11 says in the context of somebody that Jesus truly loved that passed away. Let's continue to think about, do we really believe?
Day by day and with each passing find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he was to bear to cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his childhood treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet thee, ere to take us from a father's hand. One by one the days and moments fleeting, till I reach the promise.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Let not your heart be troubled, His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears.
Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy, I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Well, let's get in the Bible study, and then we'll have some hymns at the end. We're in John chapter 11, and I hope you've got your Bible, because some of you, you don't get to go to a Bible preaching church, reach out to me. I would be glad to set up a virtual Bible study. We could get a Bible preaching church there. Maybe you have a church that's not open right now, and you're like, I wish we had something. Well, I can send you something, get you something. There's friends I have that I could connect you with if you're in a different part. My email again is mathew, as in Victor, roman @gmail.com. I'm glad you're here. Well, in John chapter 11... Well, that's kind of harsh. That's kind of harsh. Well, but we are in John chapter 11. And it starts out with now. And the question again was what? Do you believe? Do you believe? It says, now there was a certain man. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Mark chapter 14, 3 through 9, you could find out that story. She prepares him for his burial, powerful, moving scene. So we just set up with a man is sick, and he's very sick. So, therefore, verse 3, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou loveth is sick. So they get word to Jesus, says, he's sick. He's somebody you love. Yet they have a really good relationship with Jesus. This is a family that personally is invested in Jesus. And again, the question is not, do you have a personal investment with Jesus? Do you know that he loves you, and that's important. But the bigger question with all of that is, do you believe? Do I believe? When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So I want to break this down with, I've got 3 points: Jesus' purpose, Jesus' timing, and our actions to take. Now, there'll be some other actions mixed in there, but just for a general way, as we break down, do we believe Jesus' purpose? Did you hear it right there? First of all, about Jesus' purpose, he's sick. Everyone knows this man's dying. And many times when we are walking with Jesus, when we believe in Jesus, we are confronted in a time when what we're seeing, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing is much more powerful than anything Jesus has. And what I mean is, when if we're going to believe and believe Jesus' purposes and purpose, we have to go beyond what we think and feel. If you're going to follow the Lord just like you're going to be doing anything, there's going to be times when it's going to feel so hopeless. And our Jesus is a faith that his purpose, it goes beyond our hopelessness. And I put, we believe Jesus' purpose in his truth. He said, "The sickness is not unto death." Everybody's saying he's going to die, and he will die in a minute. He says, "No, I define reality. Reality doesn't define me." Next point, God's glory, or the presence of God. He says in verse number 4, it's for the glory of God, God's presence. Many times our death moments, all the time, are a time when God can show his presence, his beauty. The darkest time, God will show up. And that's what we say. He's like, he doesn't say it's not painful for them. He doesn't say, no, it's not sickness, but he just says, I'm telling you, it's not going to end in death. And two, this is for God's glory. Do we want to, will we follow him and believe his purpose when it's not our purpose? When it's not easy, will we follow him? Next, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. John said, he must become greater, I must become less, than John 3:30. Well, that meant he would lose his head. Our bad situations are everything. Christ can be glorified. The sisters are there and Lazarus has gotten sick. We don't feel like praising God, but he says, this is going to be, I'm going to show Jesus Christ. If you've ever talked to somebody or been with somebody who is dying, you see, and they love Jesus, it glorifies Jesus. You want to follow Christ? Don't make a fair weather commitment. Make it no matter what is thrown at you. Sorry, you will praise the Lord. You will praise the Lord and acknowledge his purpose. His purpose of his truth, despite the reality saying something different. For the glory of God, the presence of God. And ultimately, so Jesus Christ will be glorified or lifted up in a very difficult situation. We know it's tough to praise God when you're in the valley, but that's just the time to praise God. There's one other point about his purpose, and I hope you'll see this. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Our bad situation doesn't change God's love for us. Let me say that again. Our valleys don't change Christ's love for us. If we know him, regardless of how we feel, we're weak, it didn't, just because Lazarus was sick did not mean that Jesus didn't love him. Do you know that? So those 4 points about God's or Jesus' purpose, believing in him, his truth versus our reality. God's glory, his presence, for Christ to be lifted up, and God's love despite however it looks. Next, we come to verse 6, his timing. If you're going to follow Christ, it's not going to be by your timing, because look at this. Now, you would think Jesus would head right out, but that's not what happened. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days till in the same place where he was. Timing. He doesn't go right away. Their time would have been come right now. They called for Jesus. But Jesus waits 2 days. 2 days where they feel all is going to be lost. 2 days as Lazarus slips away. But our Jesus loves them. Our Jesus is powerful. Our Jesus is still coming. We got to wait on his timing. And then another point. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? Ooh. Timing is a lot of times tough timing. They're going to go where these people know that they've tried to stone them. They've tried to kill them. They just ran them out of the town, and they're going to go right back to where the danger is. Timing is not my timing. His way is not my ways. Let's go by God's timing and his way. He says, we're going. And they're like, Master, whoa, we're going to go there? That's where they wanted to throw stones at you. And then Jesus makes a point about God's timing, our timing with this and believing. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. Who's the light of the world? Jesus. And then the other point, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there's no light in him. The point is, you're not walking into danger blind. You're walking with the light of the world, and you can trust him. You can trust him. He says, if any man walks in the night, but you're not walking in the night because you have the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Now let's look at action steps. What can we do? What are some things we can do? I've mentioned them. We've talked about the purpose, the timing, verse 11. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus, he sleepeth. But I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. He shall do well. How about Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of sleep, rest and sleep. Then Jesus saith unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For a believer, death is only sleep. Jesus is going to wake us up to glory. Hallelujah. That's so good. He says, if I wake him up. And then he tells him what. So the reality is he is dead. And without Jesus, dead is dead. You go on to be apart from God. Your spirit goes to heaven or hell. But apart from Jesus, you go to hell. Well, look at what he says. And here's your first action step. Ties in with our question. What's the question? Believest thou? And I am glad for your sake that I was not there. Now, wait a minute. Wouldn't it have been good if he's there? He's like, no, my timing again. To the intent ye may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto him. We need to believe. When the world says death, we need to hold on to Jesus and follow him and proclaim life. Believe. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Because they knew it was pretty well they were walking into a death trap. And I like Thomas. It doesn't say that Jesus doesn't rebuke him. He just kind of puts it out there. And I thought another thing, another action, just talk to him. Jesus is there, just put it out there. He told the hey, we're going to die. That's how I feel. But feelings are not reality. Jesus is the truth. You go by your feelings, you fail every time. We're in verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laying in the grave 4 days already. So Lazarus had died 4 days. 3 days, they said the spirit would hover by the body. They had a tradition. The fourth day, they believed the spirit had left. So basically, culturally, they understood him to be completely dead. Because Jesus wants to make it very clear he's going to raise him from the dead, which will be our next Bible study, not today. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, about 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Here's the point. Talk to him in your faith. She doesn't understand that he's going to rise her brother from the dead, but she does understand. She comes, it's like, I thought you'd be here. You would have healed him. But I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day. I'm sorry. But I know whosoever thou wilt ask of God. She just expresses her faith to Jesus. You know this is emotional. Her brother died. You know it's emotional. But in this moment, he told him to believe. You need to go despite your feelings. But then just talk to him. They have this conversation. Says, I have faith in you. You're healing. Now he's going to show him a whole different level of faith. Then he answers her in verse number 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother will rise again. So Jesus tells her, his answer is like, he's going to rise again. And we need to understand, if your action, big action is focus on who is Jesus, not what is your situation. And that's hard to do, but who is Jesus? And her answer to him when she says, you're going to rise again, she says, then Martha said unto him, verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day, the last day of when the kingdom is set up. He said he's going to rise. That was kind of a common expression. She has confidence in him. He's going to rise. Now we get into his identity. He says, Jesus said unto her, get this verse, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were yet dead, yet shall he live. We focus on who Jesus, the power he has. He says, I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. If you believe in me, you're going to live. And then he says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The idea of believing and living, having a relationship, having a life. It's not some dead religion. No, it's a relationship. And then he finishes with that specific, believeth thou? Do you really believe this, Martha? Your greatest need right now is not to focus on your brother. You need to ask yourself, do you really believe I am who I am? See, it's not having faith. It's having faith in the real Jesus Christ. Muslims say he's a prophet. Hindus say he's one of the gods. No, he is the resurrection of the life. Our hope is in him. Don't put your hope in a church, Methodist, Baptist, Orthodox, Catholic, whatever. Put your faith in him. So her answer is, she saith unto him, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the unique one of God, which should come into the world. She had complete faith in him. We're going to finish off there, but again, ask yourself, do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus' purpose, Jesus' timing? Are you taking those action steps? To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Let's listen to a couple more songs. I'll come back in just a minute.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. Take care of you. God will take care of you.
will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see.
Isn't that encouraging to know that we can have faith in Christ when we're experiencing the ultimate of death? Based on what Jesus said, do you believe? I'm trusting him. I'm not going to trust this world. I'm going to trust Jesus Christ. Think about that as you listen to a couple more songs. Have you legitimately believed on Christ? Or have you believed on something else? Are you just kind of winging it? He promised if you believed in him, you wouldn't see death.
Yeah. dust of earth to die my death, driven by his love for me.
And that will conclude this week's program. I hope you've been blessed. If you would like to learn more about believing in Christ, excuse me, connect with me at MATHCW, V as in Victor, R-O-M-A-N at gmail.com. Make sure you believed. We'll close in prayer, and then I'm going to just send it out with some Christian comedians that'll get you laughing to get the week kicked off right. Pray with me. Say, oh, Lord, say, God, I want to believe. I believe Jesus is the resurrection of life. I believe he died for me. He rose from the dead. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week. I'll see you next time. This is Pastor Matthew, Hour of Hope, reminding you that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Bye.
I had one couple one time. They tried to tell me that their dog was a Christian. How is your dog going to be? First of all, you got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, man. What? Did he say it? What did he say? And I was like, I bet I know what happened. I bet I know what happened. You was probably having a conversation with your dog, right? Because that's probably something that you do. And you were saying to your dog, you was like, Bowser, how's life treating you? And Bowser was like, rough. How do I know? A lot of people, when they think of the phrase, how do I know, they always want to put the what behind it. How do I know what I'm supposed to do? The question that you really should ask is, how do I know why I'm here? Because when you know your why, your what becomes more clear and more impactful. If you know, like for instance, people know that I do comedy, but that's what I do. My why is to inspire people to walk in purpose. So I can do comedy, I can write books, I can be in a movie, because all of it is motivated by my why. In fact, I have a new web series out called Michael Jr. Break Time. We probably just did the 6th episode. It's on YouTube. So every single Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we drop a new episode on YouTube of Michael Jr. Break Time. What it is it's me. I travel around the country, and I do stand-up comedy, in case you didn't know. And in the middle of my comedy set sometime, I'll stop and just talk to my audience. And we've been filming this, and it's pretty cool. So we're in Winston-Salem. I'm going to show you a clip from Winston-Salem. And I'm just talking to this guy in the audience, and he tells me that he's a musical instructor at a school. So I was like, all right, you're a musical instructor. You know, can you sing? Let me hear you sing a song. So this is what happened at the last episode of Michael Jr.'s Break Time. Check it. So you're a musical director. Cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me get a couple bars of like Amazing Grace. Can you do the first part of that? Go ahead.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
That bro could sing. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now, what you give me the version is if your uncle just got out of jail, you got shot in the back when you was a kid. I'm just saying, let me see the hood version real quick, if you know which version I'm talking about. Just see if that exists. Let me see what you got.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was lost, but now, right now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Okay, here's what I want you to catch. The first time I asked him to sing, he knew what he was doing. The second time, he knew why he was doing it. When you know your why.
I did the choreography myself. Hey honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. Thank you. I planned a hunting trip next week on your birthday. I didn't ask you, but I knew it'd be okay. Go make some dinner while I watch this fishing show. I taped it over our old wedding video. If you're a man who's done that, a long and happy life, there's other things you'll do to you. Solo. Okay. Your cooking is okay, but not like mother makes. The diamond in the ring I bought you is a fake. Your eyes look puffy, dear. Are you feeling ill? Happy anniversary, I bought you a treadmill. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, that too. These are the things you don't say to me. If you're a man who doesn't want to get killed with a knife, these are the things you don't say to me.